The magic words. Here are a list of magic words. Now, regardless of whether the customer's right or wrong, you need to make it safe for him to be right so he doesn't have to get stuck in his rightness that he's unable to change his mind later. If you want people to agree with your viewpoint, all you've got to do is agree with their position, agree with their opinion, and step into their shoes for a moment. If you want to keep an argument going with someone, tell them how wrong they are. If you want to keep a raving maniac going on and on and on about how right he is, just disagree with him. He'll scream. If you want to get him to shut up, all you have to do is agree with him. He'll stop behaving like a raving maniac. There's no easier way to instantly end an argument than by agreeing with the opposition. A friend of mine who'd been married for 17 years said that the magic formula to her relationship was telling her husband, "You are right." Hey, how do you argue with that? By ending silly arguments, one can move on and enjoy the important things in life. Customer service problems can be handled the same way. When you get a complaint, go ahead and agree with the complaint. "You guys screwed up everything here." "I agree with you, sir. Let me figure out how to correct it for you." But if you tell him he's wrong, you're only adding gasoline to the fire of disagreements. You've probably experienced this phenomenon in your own life. As an exercise, try it with your spouse or friend. Wait until they say something and then tell them that they're wrong. Watch what happens. You've just fueled an argument. To end off the argument, now tell them that they're right. By agreeing, you cool off and put out the fire of disagreement. It may take more agreements to put out the fire then, though, however, than it takes disagreements to light it. End the argument with agreement. Pour it on like water on a fire. You know, I once told a salesperson, I was buying a product, and I said, "Look, I'd just like to pay cash for this." At which time he said, no, you don't want to pay cash. You should finance it." And this created a block to my power of decision. It stopped my power to decide and move forward. It actually lessened my enthusiasm for continuing to do business with him. By disagreeing with me, and I know he wasn't really disagreeing with me, but he did tell me, "No, you don't want to do that." This person created a barrier to what should have been an easy sale. He could have simply said, even if he thinks me paying cash is a bad thing, he could have simply said, "Cash would be great, sir. Thank you." Then as he was taking my cash, he could have shown me both the cash price and the alternative if I had financed the product. At which point, I would have at least considered the alternative as a choice, not a make wrong. Agreement is the fastest route to getting your way. Do yourself a favor and practice agreeing with people. The three most powerful words in the English language are, "You are right." The two most powerful words in the English language, "I agree." Agree with the customer means control for the salesperson, happier customer, quicker decisions. Miracles take place out of agreement. Always, always, always agree with the customer.